This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It is a day to remember. Americans are gathering at memorials, firehouses, and city halls, among other places, to remember 9/11, the deadliest terror attacks on U.S. soil. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Family remember loved ones lost that day. James Giacconi lost his older brother, Joe, who was 43 on 9/11. He was working for Cantor Fitzgerald at the World Trade Center.
But he was a good guy, and he was taken much too young.
Giacconi says he got into Ground Zero and helped with the search.
When I got down here, I knew immediately that Joe wasn't coming home.
The planes hijacked around the country claimed nearly 3,000, most of them in New York, where a reflecting pool memorial sits.
And as I watched the water go over the side of the pool, I kind of feel like it was like a letting go.
I'm Julie Walker.
They're still looking for that escaped killer in Pennsylvania. Authorities say he's changed his appearance. He's now clean-shaven. They say he stole a delivery van but abandoned it a few miles away after it apparently ran low on gas. President Biden, who's been visiting Vietnam, is sending his condolences to the people of Morocco after that massive earthquake that killed more than 2,100 people.
I want to express my sadness by the loss of life and devastation caused by the earthquake in Morocco. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Morocco and my friend King Mohammed VI, I should say.
A North Korean train believed to be carrying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un left for Russia this morning for what may be a meeting with Russian President Putin. That from South Korean media. Novak Djokovic has won the U.S. Open, his 24th Grand Slam title. This is AP News. Now, politics.
With recent polling showing low approval rates for President Biden, Democrats are on the defense for their party's leading candidate. A recent AP NORC poll found just 36% of Americans approved of President Biden's handling of the economy, and other polls find there are concerns about his 80 years of age. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells NBC's Meet the Press what appears to be a Biden-Trump rematch next year is not what the voters want.
70% of the American people want something different. Plausibly, we could have a setting in which someone has been convicted and someone else shows signs of mental decline.
For Biden supporters like California Governor Gavin Newsom,
very inspired by the masterclass of the last 2.5 years.
He tells NBC it's a matter of reminding voters of Biden's legislative successes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.